The city of Kingston declares intimate partner violence an epidemic. At the city council meeting on Tuesday, October 17th, the motion to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic in the city came before council and was unanimously voted through. Council heard a presentation delivered by Leigh Martins with Kingston Interval House, as well as Deirdre Reddick, chair of the Kingston Frontenac Anti-Violence Coordinating Committee.
We need to give voices to our survivors. Language is so powerful. If we're saying that we believe that this is happening in our community, that this is happening across Ontario, across the country, around the world, then it's going to take some of that shame and isolation away. And we saw so much of that during the pandemic, where our phone lines were quiet because women couldn't make those calls. And now we're seeing those numbers are back up again. And we just want our community to show support for these people that are experiencing intimate partner violence.
Six provinces and over 30 municipalities have passed specific legislation relating to domestic violence, not including Ontario. Over 30 municipalities have also passed a resolution to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic, and more are in the process. This motion also comes after the provincial government rejected the recommendation to name intimate partner violence as an epidemic.
So unfortunately, our provincial government chose not to state IPV as an epidemic, stating the language epidemic should go with health concerns. So unfortunately, at this time, this is why all of our municipalities are saying that's the wrong answer, that we do need to make it an epidemic, that it's happening in our communities across Ontario.
The province, as you heard earlier, rejected the very first recommendation to formally declare intimate partner violence as an epidemic. The province explained that it would not be considered an epidemic as it is not an infectious or communicable disease.
Councillors discussed the motion passionately for the latter portion of last night's meeting.
I'm absolutely supporting this amendment. And what I want to speak to is the fact that we need to make sure that it's simply not another motion, that we start to live this and act this. And that's contingent upon all of us as community members recognizing this and realizing that the signs of domestic abuse are often low level, that we often don't listen, we often don't hear, we don't act soon enough. So we've talked about the impact of fatalities, deaths in the community, but we haven't talked about the other costs to us in lost aspirations, in dreams, and hopes. In children seeing this and early childhood trauma that occurs from children being subjected to this. I support it being called an epidemic because it is infectious. It infects all of us. The attitudes that we bring forward infect everyone. And each time we express disbelief when somebody talks about this, each time that we don't consider it to be real, each time we brush it aside, we infect the next person with that attitude. And so we don't take it seriously. It's why this has gone on generation after generation after generation.
As community leaders, I think it's important for us to be clear in our message to the people living in these complicated relationships. You are not alone. In fact, there are so many others who are quietly going through similar experiences. It may not be a communicable disease, but intimate partner violence is an epidemic. While we, as a municipal council, cannot change the provincial justice system, we can adopt recommendation number 10 from the coroner's inquest and direct staff to include intimate partner violence in the implementation of our community safety and well-being plan.
As for next steps, a copy of this motion will be sent to Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, Sylvia Jones, MPP, Minister of Health, Ted Chu, MPP for Kingston and the Islands, and John Jordan, MPP for Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston. Along with this, recommendations regarding gender-based violence and intimate partner violence will be integrated within the City of Kingston's community safety and well-being plan.
Thanks to my colleagues for sharing and for listening. I think if one thing we can agree on is that intimate partner violence is not okay, and it impacts a lot of people. And you don't always know about it, because people are really good at hiding things. So watch for the signs, offer support, spread some love, and as Councillor Glenn said, we need to shift some attitudes, and we need to get our provincial government to make some changes, because the system also needs to change.